This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. My colleague Michelle Norris and I are in New Orleans this week, focusing today on shelter. 6 months after Katrina made landfall, where can people live? The question is not just about the four walls of a house, it's also about the walls that separate land from water in this city, which is bordered by vast brackish lakes and the Mississippi River and sliced by man-made canals and waterways. Can the levees of New Orleans be rebuilt to protect the city from the storm next time? Well, joining us is the man who's in charge of seeing to it that they can. Colonel Louis Sutliff of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is commander of Task Force Guardian, which is, it's the guardian of New Orleans. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And we're out here at one of your projects. Tell us where we are along the Industrial Canal.
We're on the Industrial Canal, which is to the east of New Orleans, and it's one of the breach sites where we had a flood wall breach and allowed water into the Ninth Ward.
Qualitatively, you intend this to be different from the wall that was here before, the wall that the water pushed right into the adjoining neighborhood, the lower Ninth Ward.
That's correct. We intend for this to not only be better, but to be stronger.
It's going to be what they call a T wall, an inverted T, anchored by I-beams dug deep into the earth. Could it withstand the force of, say, a Category 5 hurricane if it hit New Orleans?
Well, it will prevent any water that overflows from eroding the earth behind it and causing catastrophic failure. A Category 5, though, is a very big storm, and the design parameters, I think, would be exceeded by a Category 5 at this point.
You mean the big storm that we were worried about someday hitting New Orleans, and indeed Katrina calmed down to a 3 by the time it hit here. We're still not ready to deal with that, even if you can finish all this.
Well, what we're trying to do is minimize the risk. We're building a very stable platform that will withstand a lot of pressure and at the same time be able to withstand any water that overtops the structure itself.
In 3 months, the 2006 hurricane season officially begins. Will this project be completely done by that time?
This project will be complete by the 1st of June, which is the start of the next hurricane season. Yes, it will.
When people in New Orleans say that the entire country, the federal government, should cover the property loss from the flooding after Katrina, they say that because they say it really wasn't so much an act of God as an act of government, that if the government had built better originally, planned better, maintained better, the wall that used to be where we're standing right now would not have given way and been pushed all the way into the lower Ninth Ward. Are they right?
I don't know. I will tell you that we have spent a lot of time in the last 6 months, as you said, since the storm, trying to restore the levels of protection that the citizens of New Orleans deserve. And that's taken up my own time personally, as well as about 200 dedicated engineers that are a part of Task Force Guardian. I do think the elected officials in New Orleans need to represent their constituents. If anything was wrong, the Corps of Engineers is accountable and will be accountable for our work. And although we do have several independent investigations ongoing right now, it cannot impede our progress to restore this protection system.
Colonel Sutliff, the challenge to you, it seems, is that the whole of the old walls didn't collapse. I mean, they didn't all fall in. There were a couple of breaches. So it seems as if a system of levees is only as good as the weakest link of the system.
You're absolutely correct. It's the weakest link in the chain is where you have to focus your efforts. A concurrent effort of the Corps of Engineers is to do a very detailed assessment of the entire hurricane protection system.
I want you to explain, just to assure us, that you're not, as generals have been accused of doing, fighting the last war. That is, you're repairing and rebuilding the places where the system failed under Katrina. What if they fail somewhere else?
Well, we're very cognizant of the theory of fighting the last war. The Corps of Engineers is authorized by Congress to do certain things, and we're told specifically what we can and can't do. In this particular case, we're told we can make repairs to the system, but we are going to do that smartly. We're going to make sure that these repairs provide better and stronger protection, and we're authorized and resourced to do that, and we're doing it.
Well, Colonel Sutliff, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir.
It's Colonel Louis Sutliff, who is commander of Task Force Guardian of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in New Orleans. You can learn more about the challenge of rebuilding New Orleans levees at our website, npr.org.